Aaron McBain stood in the only doorway without mistletoe taped to the beam and checked his watch for the 10th time. The schedule ticked along with precision. No surprises, no problems. He knew that was a bad sign. No holiday party ever ran on time or as planned. Actually, no party, meeting, or anything sponsored by Kraft Industries sailed along without an issue. But a half hour before the official kickoff, a steady line of sullen office workers dressed in gray suits filed in and now hovered in groups around tables and near the Christmas tree set up on the small stage at the far end of the room. Absent was the usual happy holiday chatter found at similar events for other companies, likely because the boss declared attendance mandatory for this after-hours, nowhere-near-the-office party. Amazing how requiring people to have fun guaranteed they didn't. Neither did the 30-mile drive from their Northern Virginia office building in McLean to the Elan Conference Center at the edge of the metro area's wine country in Loudoun County. Lowell Kraft, the company's president and owner, lived out there and didn't care what kind of traffic disaster the Washington, D.C. rush hour imposed on everyone else. Aaron wasn't exactly on fire for the party either, and the drive was only one frustration. For the past 3 months, since he and his team had been hired by Lowell to provide him with extra security, he'd been handling everything from drunken rages in the office hallways by dismissed employees to outright threats against Lowell. And since Lowell spouted some controversial business theories, including one about how what motivated the staff was a series of unexpected firings on Fridays, it was amazing the guy wasn't attacked in the office parking lot every afternoon. But there was a viable threat today, had been for months, since Lowell got the first note promising a painful death if he didn't step down as head of the company by Christmas. Which was why Aaron stood 3 feet from where Lowell inspected the buffet table, wearing his usual frown. He apparently didn't approve of the festive atmosphere the center had provided. Not a surprise to Aaron, since as far as he could tell, Lowell didn't like anything.